Good morning. Good morning. Welcome to Declare Victory. Is there anyone else on the line this morning?
Good morning, it's Grateful Deborah Evans. Good morning.
Good morning. Happy Thursday.
Happy
Good
Thursday to
morning,
you
it's
too.
Sister Yvonne. Have a thankful Thursday on this glorious morning.
Good morning. Thank you. Thank you. Good morning. Welcome to Declare Victory. Is there anyone else who's on the line who'd like to say good morning? Good morning. Good morning. I'm D2. I'm your host this morning. Is there anyone else who's on the line who'd like to say good morning? And if we have anyone calling in for the first time, we say good morning for the first few minutes of the call. So if you'd like to say good morning, jump right in. Good morning and happy Thursday. Is there anyone else calling in who'd like to say good morning before we get started?
Good morning, it's Pretty Patrice. Happy
Good morning,
Thursday.
Pretty Patrice. Happy Thursday. Happy Thursday. Good morning.
Good morning. Have a great day.
Thank you. You too.
Good morning, your sunshine.
Hi, sunshine. Good morning.
Good morning, it's Michelle.
Hello, good morning. Good morning and welcome to Declare Victory. Is there anyone else who'd like to say good morning?
Good morning,
it's Leonia.
Have a great day, everyone.
Good morning. Have a great day.
Good morning, it's Yvette Marquette.
Good morning, Yvette.
Good morning.
Good morning, everyone, and thank you so much for calling. Is there anyone else who'd like to say good morning?
Good morning, D2 with the D1. Love you, sis. Going back on mute. Happy
Hey.
Thursday. Hey, sweetie.
Happy Thursday. Good morning. Well, now everybody knows how I got the D2. Good morning, good morning, and welcome to Declare Victory. Is there anyone else who joined the line who'd like to say good morning? And if this is your first time calling, you can jump in and say good morning as well. This is what we do for the first few minutes of the call. So if you want to greet us, go right ahead. It's a thankful Thursday. Nobody new. Is there anyone else who just joined the line who'd like to say good morning? We have a couple of minutes left to greet, to say
Good
hello.
morning, Miss Yvette.
Hi, Yvette. Good morning. Welcome to Declare Victory. I am D2, your host this morning.
Sorry,
And
who
is there
called?
anyone else joining? I'm sorry?
Good morning, JC. How are you today?
Good morning, JC. I am fantastic. How are you this morning?
I am fantastic as well. Praise God. Thank you
Yes.
for asking.
Amen.
Amen.
Is there anyone else who just joined who'd like to say good morning?
Good morning, everyone. It's Kemper.
Good morning. Happy
Good
Thursday.
morning,
Happy
Kemper.
Thursday.
Morning, Kemper.
Who was that? Somebody said, good morning, Kemper.
AD2, Louisa Londra. Good morning. That's my friend.
Hi,
Kemper's
good
my friend.
morning. awesome.
She's my friend.
Hi, Kimber.
Your sister. Your sister.
Good yes, morning.
Her
yes,
sister.
Yes.
Welcome, Kimber. Good morning. Good morning. Okay, so before we get started, is there anyone else who'd like to say good morning? Okay. Now, before we move forward, I have to ask everyone to please mute your line so that we can proceed. Hello, my name is Dion D2, and I'm your host. Thank you for joining us here on Declare Victory. We are a prayer call that meets Monday through Friday, starting at 6 a.m. Pacific Standard Time, 8 a.m. Central Standard Time, 9 a.m. Eastern Standard Time, to edify, empower, encourage, and equip you in your walk with Christ. Be sure to join us during the month of April, where our monthly theme is entitled, The Power of Agreement. Each declarer's focus will be on the effectiveness of the power of agreement with the truth of God's word and its benefit to advancing the kingdom of God. Make sure you invite a friend so that they can be blessed too. There is one announcement today. Ladies, please join us tonight and every Thursday night for Walk It Out Women's Call, hosted by Ms. Lisa Porter. They are studying the book, The Bait of Satan by John Bevere. The call takes place from 6 to 7 p.m. Pacific Standard Time, 8 to 9 p.m. Central Standard Time, 9 to 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, right here by dialing the same number tonight. There was one prayer request submitted on the app. JC is asking for prayer for her sister Cece for healing of her left knee. The order of the call is prayer and corporate praise will be brought by Dee Dee. The declaration will be brought by Pastor Kathy. Then we'll go right into closing comments hosted by the declarer. Again, the order of the call is prayer and corporate praise will be brought by Dee Dee. The declaration will be brought by Pastor Kathy. Then we'll go right into closing comments hosted by the declarer. The scripture for today, Jeremiah 29:11. For I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord, plans for welfare and not for evil, to give you a future and a hope. May the Lord add a blessing to the reading, hearing, and doing of his holy word. Now at this time, I would like to ask you all to please take a look at your phones. Please ensure that they are on mute, and please keep your phone on mute until instructed to come off mute. I now pass the call to our prayer warrior, Dee Dee. Thank you.
Thank you. Dee Dee, can you hear me clearly?
Yes.
Amen. 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 Whew. So, Father God, I come to you this Thursday, April 11, 2024. I just say thank you. Thank you for this day. I have an attitude of thankfulness and a praise to get off my breath, off my heart, out of my lungs, to show you my love and gratitude this morning for the power of agreement. We thank you, Father, because you deserve our praise. You deserve all the glory. When the storms of life come, we know that you are in the midst of every storm. You're going to have your way, and we can have confidence that you will keep us in perfect peace, as long as we keep our minds stayed on you, Father. I thank you this morning. I thank you. I just love saying thank you, Jesus, because it's of you that we woke up this morning. It's because of you that the blood is flowing through our veins. It's because of you that we can smell, we can hear, we can see, we can talk, that we're on a prayer call. God, I thank you that the words of our mouth just agree with what your words say in your word, and trusting in your word can't turn around, because we've come this far by faith. And so we have to activate our faith this morning. We declare victory, not just being hearers, but being doers of his word. I thank you, God. It says, let us hold fast
to the confession of our hope without wavering. For he who promised is faithful. He's a faithful God, and we have to believe his words are true. I thank you, Father, this morning. I call out Cece to you, God, for healing in her left knee, God. You are Jehovah Rapha, so touch her and heal her. I call out Ezra to you and Matthew to you, and I'm lifting up PSBC for the transitioning of Brother Dan, God. I'm calling out for my auntie Parlethea, my dad's only sister, and for the family. Also another cousin in North Carolina went on to glory. So it's so much going on, but we give you thanks and praise for this day. Yesterday is over. Can you please mute your line this morning? We're on a prayer call. Hello, we need you to mute. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. From the rising of the sun to the going down of the same, it's his name that we call out, and we can be safe. We can run to the shadow of safety. No distractions, no nothing can stop us. God says to give me your anxiety. Give me your fear. Give me your doubts, your worries, your anger, your bitterness, your pain, your unbelief. Give that all to me. Cast every care on me because I care for every single thing that concerns you. And I know we've got some concerns this morning on Declare Victory. But we have to take authority over whatever it is, whatever diagnosis, whatever disease, even if the doctors say it don't look good. We know that it's his report, the name of Jesus, that it is well. I lift up my sister Pam Mason to you and her family as they prepare to just celebrate the life of her beautiful mother. All of us who have lost a parent or a sibling or a child, it's hard. Grief is just love with nowhere to go, and it changes you. So this morning, I just want to say, Lord, thank you for the lives that we were able to just spend time with here on earth, but that you have them in the palm of your hand. And so I pray for those that may be suffering in silence, maybe feeling a little hopeless this morning for whatever is going on, that you would just remind them that you are hope. Yes, you are. You are a joy restorer. You are a peace restorer. There is nothing you can't do. Even the distractions, please continue to mute your line this morning. God, we need you now for so many reasons. Disrupt the enemy's plan of destruction for relationships, for marriages. Those that are just confused right now because of this world and what is going on, from just the prices of things, from insurance to gas to housing to whatever it is, to food. God, we still know that you are Jehovah Jireh and you are our provider. We thank you that you will crush the spirit of depression and suicidal thoughts that are running rampant through these young people, not just young people, anybody, because it's so much going on. God, I thank you that you touch each one of us on this call this morning, because there's nothing too hard for you to do if we believe your word. We have to believe what you say and who you say we are to you, because you are I am. I thank you that in the times of sorrow, in the times of whatever it is, and we just believe your word, God, that you will do what you say. So we thank you. We thank you that D2 is vibrant. I thank you for her life, Lord. I thank you that she's a grandmother, a mother, and that you're covering and keeping her to be who you called her to be. I lift up Pastor Kathy as she's going to come and bring the whole fire. I lift up the other declares that declare and take time out and pour into us, and all the prayer warriors and those behind the scenes and greeters and hostess, everyone that touches this call. I lift up our radical Dion to you. Continue to bless and keep her, God. I call out Deontay and Josiah and Mother Jackie and Tia and Marcus and the whole family. God, I thank you. I miss Demaria. I have to say, I miss my nephew. I thank you for his life, Lord. I thank you that anyone this morning that's feeling a little tight in their chest for whatever it is will give it to you. Before we even think about taking our phones off mute, to quiet ourselves, to really clear, because it's prayer. It has to be strategic. So position your hearts, declare, to really thank him this morning and praise him and give him thanks. Thank him for what he's already done. Thank him in advance for what he's going to do, what you're in need of, no matter how big it may seem. He's God. He's I am. Just be in agreement with his word. So I invite you to take your phones off mute right now and just begin to say, say thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. No matter what you're facing, say thank you, Jesus, because he woke you up today. We thank you for being our honor, no matter what we are facing, to cry out with the voice of triumph. We cry out with the voice of triumph. We call out Susan to this morning, God. Those who have not heard from in a while, Diane, God. We call out Susan to this morning, God. Diane, God. We call out Susan to this morning, God. Those who have not heard from in a while, Diane, God. We call out Susan to this morning, God. Those who have not heard from in a while, Diane, God. We call out Brother Kevin's name to you this morning, DK Johnson, Father God. His brother Jeff, Brother Eric, God. All the men of God.
We thank you, Father God, for those who just continue to just praise the name of Jesus. God, I plead the blood of Jesus over all of us right now. So if you just put your phones on mute, but continue to bless his name this morning. We don't take it for granted that we are able to say thank you, Jesus. I plead the blood of Jesus over every family. I confess to you that you are our shield. Hallelujah, Jesus. Thank you, God, for this day. As you mute your line, God, come on, and we declare victory on this call. The word says he inhabits the praises of his people. And when we give God his praise and thanksgiving that he's due, we give him the opportunity to work in our lives like he wants to do. I encourage you, my brothers and sisters, this morning to search God's word for his promises so that you'll know that he is a promise keeper. He is a way maker. He is light in the darkness. There's nothing too hard if we believe him. Thank you, God, that we speak life over ourselves and over our children. Some of us right now, we need to speak life over our children, over our own homes. And we need to just plead the blood of Jesus over our own so that we have words of faith and nourishment and not negativity over our families. Because what comes out of our mouth can determine what happens in our lives. Isaiah 54 and 17, no weapon formed against you shall prosper. And every tongue which rises against you in judgment, you shall condemn. This is the heritage of the servants of the Lord, and their righteousness is from me, says the Lord. So that means that even those weapons we may have formed against ourselves, even those won't work. God will dismantle self-sabotage, hallelujah, if we believe with what his word says and stand in agreement with the word of God. God assures us his victory. Agree with him and his word over your life. As I pass the call to Pastor Kathy LaFleur. It's in your hands, sis. Love you.
Love you. God bless you. Can you guys hear me okay?
Just want to make sure.
Yes, ma'am. Yes.
Praise
we can hear
God.
You.
Praise God. Amen. Amen. Good morning. Declare victory. Good morning, everyone. Thank you, BD, for your prayers, for the greeter on this morning, for the just the sound in the room. It just goes in line with what the Holy Spirit was speaking to me on yesterday. To God be the glory. It's good to be back on Declare Victory. I know it's been a minute, but I just praise God for your prayers and your continuing in this journey with our mother, midwife, Pastor Dion. I just thank God for the opportunity. I'm going to just get right to it, get to this word. Just want to make sure everyone check their phones to make sure they're on mute this morning so it does not interfere with the word that's coming forth from the Lord. And so I know that the theme for this month is the power of agreement. And even though we're hearing the lesson declared individually by each person that comes on the call,
I want you to know that as I was spending time with the Lord yesterday, that one of the things that he pointed out to me was that he's not just calling us into agreement with one another as we are the body of Christ, but the Lord is calling us into agreement with him. His agreement that he's calling us into is to agree what it is and what it was that God has said, that what it was that God is saying, what is God is doing. He's calling us in agreement with himself. And so let me just pray. I know Dee prayed, but let me just set myself in order. God, let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable in thy sight, O Lord, my strength and my redeemer. In Jesus' name, amen. And so in the book of Matthew, chapter 28, verses 18 through 20 out of the New King James Version, it says, "Assuredly I say unto you, whatever you bind on earth will be bound in heaven, and whatever you loose on earth will be loosed in heaven." Verse 19 says, "Again I say to you that if two of you agree on earth concerning anything that they ask, it will be done for them by my Father in heaven. For where two or three are gathered together in my name, I am in the midst of them." And so I'm most certain, almost positive, because the declarers that come on this call, I'm quite sure that they have already told you that the Greek word for agree in this particular verse, if they have taught through this verse, is symphonio. It's a Greek word which means to agree together or to come into an agreement. But it is the same word from which the term symphony is derived. And that's where God was showing me to go, into the symphony of that word. And just as a symphony orchestra combines diverse instruments under a skilled conductor to create a beautiful musical masterpiece, we as believers and the Christian community and the body of God is intended to work together in harmony. And when believers come into an agreement, our impact intends far beyond what any one individual can achieve alone. And sometimes in ministry, we get to the point where we feel like we're all by ourselves, or we're doing it alone, or we don't have the support, or we need more people. But what God is saying, that I'm trying to get the believers to work together in harmony so that they understand the agreement in which they are contracted to is my word. What they're agreeing to is what I've said. What they're in agreement with, what they're aligning their life with, is what they heard me say. And so it's not about who likes you or who doesn't like you, who's into it or who's not into it. I'm trying to get you to agree with what I said. And so as I was looking at this word the other yesterday and just meditating and talking to God, I'm walking through my house and speaking to God out loud. And I'm like, okay, God, they're talking about the power of agreement. What is it that you would have for me to tell them about the power of agreement? What is it that you would have for me to speak about the power of agreement? And then I begin to ask God, Lord, teach me what the power of agreement means to you. In your word, what does it mean when we come into agreement? What does it mean that we have this power in the agreement that we make with you, in this power to agree with what you've said? And so as I'm walking through my house and I'm praying and I'm talking to God, and I end up in my restroom and I'm preaching to myself, because if you know you're a preacher, you just preach wherever you have the opportunity, whether you have an audience or not. And so God was showing me that this symphony is being conducted in the presence of the audience of one. He says, I'm standing here listening for my sound that is in heaven to be demonstrated on earth. I'm sitting here on my throne listening for the same sound that is in heaven to be replicated on earth. I'm sitting here listening for the sound that I said to speak in earth as it is in heaven. I'm listening for what I said to be said. I'm listening for the echo of that sound to be replicated right where you are. I'm listening for heaven on earth. I'm listening. I'm listening for you to loose some things so I can loose some things. I'm listening for you to bind up some things so I can bind some things. I'm looking and listening for you to agree with what I've already established. See, this agreement is a contract with God. See, there's different contracts. I am an advocate Judge Judy watcher. Like, I binge off Judge Judy. I watch episode after episode. Judge Judy, I call her Aunt Judy. I've been watching her since the first season and have continued her to watch her since Judy Justice. And I listen to what she says. And one of the things that she focuses on is agreements and contracts. And God says, I want my people to understand that they are in covenant with me. This contract that I gave to them, this written agreement called the Word of God, is something that I gave to them. And as long as they sign their name on this contract, as long as they agree and touch and agree with what I said, they are in covenant with me. He said, I'm a son. And then Judge Judy, she always talks about this oral contract. If you don't have a written contract, do you have an oral agreement? And God says, I want you to understand that even if you ain't picked up that word yet, even if you don't understand what you're reading, even if you can't interpret it, what the scriptures is saying to you, I need you to stand in an oral agreement. An oral agreement is the meeting of the mind. That means I kind of get what you're saying and I agree with what you're saying, even though I may not be able to interpret all 66 books in the Bible, but I know that the Lord is my shepherd and I shall not want. I stand in agreement to what the Lord has said about me. When he said that I was fearfully and wonderfully made, I agree with the Lord has said about me. When he said that no weapon formed against me shall prosper, I stand in agreement with that word that the Lord said about me. When he said, out of my sight, he said to walk by faith and not by sight, I don't care if I can't see it, I'm just going to keep saying it. That's because I'm trying to get this symphony, even of my sight. I'm trying to get this arrangement done where this symphony and this harmony comes into agreement with what I've spoken. Yeah. See, it's easy for us to agree with our friends, Isha, and our co-workers and the co-laborers. It's easy for us to stand in agreement. But God says, but are you agreeing with what I said? Sometimes the hardest thing for us to do as believers is to believe what God said. Sometimes the hardest thing for us to do as believers is to trust what God said. God says, see, I understand that there is a report that goes out when you're sick and the doctors tell you this is what's wrong with you. But what I need for you to do is take the report to the word and that says, by his stripes I'm healed. I need you to just look at that piece of paper that the doctor scribbled on called a prescription, Isha, and I need you just to go to the foot through the pages of your Bible and say, but this is what the Lord has said. I stand in agreement with what God says, regardless to what I see. I believe in what he said. And so, just as a symphony orchestra combines different instruments, God is saying that I want you to understand that I'm trying to get together different instruments of mine. You are an instrument of God. And although you may be used different than your neighbor, you may be used different than your sister, different than your brothers in Christ, I still want you to know that you are essential and necessary for the combination, for the diversity. Ah, God, thank you. See, this diversity that he's talking about means that it's one sound. Listen, it's one sound, and it doesn't matter what color that person is. It doesn't matter what height, what size that person is. God says, I'm listening for one sound to come from the earth. I'm trying to orchestrate a symphony. I'm trying to orchestrate a sound in earth that sounds like heaven. And so the instrument under this skilled conductor is called into agreement to create beautiful musical masterpieces. And we as believers and as a Christian community, we're intended to work together in harmony. And when the believers come together in harmony, it really does impact lives far beyond what one person could do. And God said to me yesterday, he says, I'm trying to orchestrate an orchestra. He says, I'm trying to orchestrate a divine orchestra. I'm trying to orchestrate a spiritual orchestra. I'm trying to get one sound in the earth. But he needs for us to be in agreement with our instruments. And sometimes the very thing that we question is how we were created. Sometimes the very thing that we question is how we were made. Sometimes the very thing that we question is how God uses us. If God called us at all. God says, you are an instrument of mine. You are the mouthpiece for the Lord. You are the children of the Most High God. And I know you may not understand that you were sent here to earth, but you were selected to earth to become a symphony, a sound, one sound, he's got on my side, that sounds just like the sound that's in heaven. And so one of the main things that you hear on Declare Victory, and I know I hear this a lot when I've logged in before or when at the end of the call that someone has been missing or someone has declared for their first time in a while, it, one thing that you hear that's in unison, come on, Holy Ghost, that's in unison on Declare Victory is they will always say, it's good to hear your sound. It's good to hear your sound. Because your sound, nigga, speaks to who's speaking through you. It's good to hear your sound because we can not only hear the audio, the sonic of your voice, we can also hear the anointing. It's not just the volume, Nisha. It's not just the volume. It's not just your vocals. Come on, God. It's not just your vocals. We don't just hear the audio. We can hear the anointing. It's not just the way you arrange your declarations. We can hear the Holy Ghost speaking. It's good to hear your sound. The Holy Ghost was showing me this morning. He said, tell Declare Victory, it's good to hear your sound. It's good when you come off of mute and you begin to pray in the spirit. It's good to hear your sound. It's good when you come off of mute at the end of the call and you give your commentary. It's good to hear your sound. It's good when the greeter says, is there anyone that wants to say good morning? It's good to hear your sound. God said, it's good to hear your sound, because we don't just hear the audio, we hear the anointing, we hear the Holy Spirit when he's speaking. Your sound is necessary, and God set the Holy Ghost to be our conductor. Listen, y'all, as God was arranging this symphony and into words for this declaration on this morning, he says, I'm arranging the symphony, but I want you to understand that the Holy Ghost is the conductor. He says, he sent the Holy Ghost to be our guide. He's not just the instructor of our lives, but he's the conductor of our lives. A conductor in music is the one who arranges the harmony and the melodies for the music. It's the one that puts things in order. Ah, Jesus. God was saying, I want you to understand, yeah, God of my side, that you can quit trying to do it for yourself. Listen, I want you to understand that you can stop where you are, stop trying to fix things. Stop trying to put things together. Stop trying to repair things. Stop trying to bring things back together. Stop trying to mend things. He says, I've sent the Holy Ghost, who's not only the instructor, but the conductor of your life. And his job is to arrange and put things in order. He says the harmonies, the melodies, the conductor is the musical maestro who directs and leads orchestras. He leads the choirs. I know you thought your choir director was leading y'all on Sunday morning, but God says, I want you to know that your choir director has a leader, and that choir director has to be led by God. Your musicians have a leader. Your musicians have a leader, and they are led by the Holy Ghost to play not just on the instruments. He got, come on, God, to play as the instruments. Oh, my God. See, they are the instruments before they pick up the pieces. They're the instruments before they pick up the drums. They're the instruments before they pick up the guitar, before they pick up the bass. Before you even touch that mic, do you understand that you are an instrument for God that he's trying to use in the symphony of the saints so that he can hear the sound on earth as it is in heaven? He said, touching and agreeing on anything, whatever it is that you say here, I'm going to do there. I just need you to
speak it here so I can do it there. I just need you to say it here as I wrote it, and I'm going to loose it here as you speak it. God, that I need you to come into agreement with what I said. So a conductor in music is the one who arranges the harmonies for the songs, acting as both as a guide and the interpreter. The conductor is responsible for shaping the musical interpretation, a composition, ensuring unity. Come on, God. Ensuring unity, precision, and emotional renaissance among the musicians. God, I want them to understand that it is the Holy Ghost's job to ensure unity. You ain't got to go tell nobody. Listen, you ain't got to go tell nobody nothing. All you got to do is go tell God. God's job is to ensure, the Holy Ghost's job is to ensure unity. The Holy Ghost will ensure precision, the accuracy. Y'all remember when they was teaching on, and I'm sure they probably still do it. Remember when they were teaching the archer circle and they were talking about aiming and hitting the right target? Listen, the Holy Spirit's job is to cultivate your precision so that it's not off whack, so that you don't aim and shoot, and there are casualties under your correction, that you don't aim and shoot the wrong enemy. Listen, y'all, and the emotional renaissance among the musicians. The Holy Ghost's job is to orchestrate the emotional renaissance among the musicians. And I'm not talking about the musicians that are just playing in the choirs and the churches. I'm talking about you as instruments of God. He says, I set the Holy Ghost to ensure unity and preciseness among the people of God. And what a conductor does, y'all, what a conductor does is a conductor does pretty much like the Holy Spirit does in our lives, to bring the body of believers into harmony, into agreement, into an alignment of what God is saying. The conductor sets the tempo. Listen, a conductor in an orchestra's job is to set the tempo. And what they use, if you ever seen an orchestra or a video of an orchestra, I used to play cello. Oh, God, thank you, Jesus. I used to play string instrument. I used to play violin, and I used to play cello in an orchestra. And I remember we went to UNLV College a long time ago in Los Angeles, California, and I remember playing the cello in the orchestra, and the conductor sets the tempo. And what they use is they use the baton in their right hand. And so God was showing me, he says, the conductor, the Holy Ghost, sets the tempo. Your tempo is your timing, God. He says, I want you to understand that the conductor uses what he holds in his right hand to set the timing for the things that happens in your life. He's setting the tempo. This helps the conductor keep the ensemble together. God says, I'm trying to get you to trust the Holy Ghost to set the timing. You ain't got to rush to do nothing, for the race is not given to the swift. You ain't got to be stronger than the next to do it. It's not giving to the strong. It's giving to he that can endure. Can you endure the timing of God? When God says to wait, are you in agreement with him saying to wait? When God says to stop, are you in agreement of waiting on God? When God says to go, are you in agreement? Are you setting the pace, allowing the Holy Ghost to set the pace and the tempo for your life to go in time? And God is never late. He's an on-time God. He says the Holy Ghost is setting the tempo with what he holds in his right hand. He's setting the tempo with the agreement that he has in his right hand. He agreed when I sent him to go and to say what I said. So the Holy Ghost stood in agreement. And Jesus, God, has to be in agreement with God. He says, I only speak that which I hear my Father say. And so when Jesus came into agreement with God, what makes us think that we don't have to come into this alignment, into this agreement, into this powerful agreement with God? And so God says, I set the symphony with the conductor who is maintaining the timing for everything in your life. Ain't nothing happening too soon, and ain't nothing happening too late. He said, I set the conductor to orchestrate the timing in your life. The conductor also, y'all listen, he also interprets the sheet music. See, the conductor of the orchestra orchestra, his job is to interpret the sheet music. The Holy Spirit's, God said to me, he said, the Holy Spirit's job, LaFleur, is to interpret the word. It's his job to give you, God, what I mean when you read what I said. Y'all remember in Jeremiah where God is talking to Jeremiah during his calling, and he says, Jeremiah, what do you see? And Jeremiah said, I see men as trees. And God says, you saw well, but let me explain to you what that means, Jeremiah. God says, I want you to understand that the Holy Ghost's job, after you read the scripture, is to interpret to you what it is that God is saying, not what you're feeling, not what you're going through, not what you've been through, not what they said about you. I want you to get the true meaning and the understanding, and all by getting, get an understanding, and that understanding comes from the conductor, who is the instructor of our lives. The Holy Ghost's job is to interpret and to teach us what the word means. It's his job to give us the interpretation. There's a scripture in John 16 that says, Jesus declared, I still have many things to say to you, but you cannot bear them now. He ain't got on my side. God, Jesus was saying, listen, I still got so much more to say to y'all, but the temple, Jesus, the temple, the timing is not for now. The timing, it has to be set different. He said, but you cannot bear them now. It's not time for them right now. However, he says, when he, the Spirit of truth, when he, the Spirit of truth has come, come on, God, he will guide you into all truth, for he will not speak on his own authority. He will, but whatever he hears, he will speak, and he will tell you things to come. God said, it's the Holy Ghost's job. It's the Holy Spirit's job to guide you into all truth. It's the Holy Spirit's job to guide you and to tell you what the things are to come. He won't speak on his own authority. Oh my God. He won't speak under his own authority. He's going to speak what he hears. He hears and then he says. God of my son. And so God says, I want you to be in tune with the Holy Ghost. Come on, God. I want you to be in tune. Y'all hear me in the spirit. In tune. I need you to be in tune, orchestra, with the Holy Spirit. I need you to be in tune. Come on, y'all. In agreement with what the Holy Spirit says. Because he's not saying things on his own. He's saying what he heard me say. He's saying what he hears me say. When you get that rhema word, Jesus, that word is coming right now. It's the rhema word. It's the right now word. I'm telling you right now what to do. When you get that rhema word, I'm confirming what you already heard in your spirit. I'm not only revealing, but I am also confirming what it is that you heard. When you get that rhema word, that means I set the temple and said, tell them now, because before when Jesus was walking, he said, it's not time. You can't bear the things. Oh, but there comes a time where God says, I'm going to release my word into your belly, and you will understand the things that the Holy Ghost is trying to tell you. You'll understand the right now word. You'll understand the written word. Listen, the written word is our written contract, our written agreement. You'll understand the oral word. You'll understand when the preacher preaches and the teacher teaches. You'll understand and you'll come in agreement with what God said. Listen, y'all, a conductor's job, oh my God, is also, his job includes unity and precision, right? And so the conductor has to ensure unity among the musician, helping them to play in sync. God said it's the job of the Holy Ghost to get you in sync with your brothers and sisters. You got to quit trying so hard and just trust me. You got to quit trying and trust. When you can't trace me, trust me. I got your family. I got the ones that you fell out with. I got your friends. I got your mama and your daddy. I got everybody. He said, just be in sync, play in harmony, listen to what the Holy Ghost is trying to do, the precision that he's trying to do. He said his job is to help them play in sync. That means to play together. Have you ever, when you was a little child, been in a playground and there were some people in the playground that didn't want to play with you? They weren't in sync with you. They didn't want to play nice. They didn't want to play together. I understand that you're all grown up now. I understand that you're a grown woman and a grown man now. And you're saying, yeah, that happened before, back when I was a little girl. But I came to tell you that it's still happening in the church. And this is what calls causes division, when people don't play nice, when the saints of God begin to act nice, nasty, when they're arrogant and condescending in the playground of the temple, in the playground of the sanctuary, in the playground of the house of God, when they don't play nice and they don't want to be in sync, I'll speak to you, but I'm speaking to your friend. They don't want to come into agreement with what God says. And he said, love covers a multitude of fault and sin. When they don't want to play nice and be in sync with the word of God, said, God said, it's the Holy Ghost's job to get you in sync with your brothers and sisters in Christ, to get you to agree to one sound, to get you to play together in harmony. The conductor shapes the overall sound and balance and phrasing, and he creates the cohesiveness and for the musical experience for the audience. Listen, y'all, I promise you, we are standing. Yeah, we are standing. Yeah, I don't care where you stand right now. You are standing in the presence of the audience of one. Even if Pastor Dion can't see you, God sees you. Yeah. When you log off the call, God sees you. Yeah. While you're driving and somebody cut you off in traffic, God sees you. When you're standing before the Lord in his presence at the altar, God sees you. When you're in Walmart and somebody ran over the back of your Achilles with a basket, God sees you. God said, I want you to understand that the symphony that I'm putting together, the orchestra that I'm orchestrating, is a collective body, but I'm the audience. He said, I'm a side for your life. I'm watching. Yeah, I'm watching you. And the one thing that the Holy Ghost, I got to get this out. And if I say it again, it's because it's on my notes, but I'm hearing it right now in the spirit. And one thing that God says, he says, the reason why I'm trying to orchestrate this orchestra is because I said in my word that my word will not go out and return unto me void. And so what's happening when I send the word out, it's reporting. And so what I'm listening for is the sound in which I sent the word to perform. The orchestra is performing one sound. And God says, I'm trying to hear that one sound in the earth. I'm trying to hear the harmony and the melody. I'm trying to hear the drums and the strings. I'm trying to hear, those that blow the shofar, that give the warning to the people that are in danger. I'm trying to hear the horned instruments. I'm trying to hear those that are on the keys with the arrangement. Listen, I'm trying to hear everyone in unity. He says, I'm trying to hear it come together. The Holy Ghost brings us together. And the Holy Ghost's job is not just to bring us into this arrangement. It's his job to use love. Listen, love is the glue that sticks us together. Love is the glue that helps us bind closer together. The cohesiveness that the conductor uses for the orchestra is love. The Holy Ghost uses love. The love is the foundation for the agreement. It took love to go and agree to go to the cross. It took love to stay up on the cross. It took love to die on the cross. It took love. See, love covers everything. Love, when everything else ceases, love will still abide. This is what the Lord said to me. He says, I want my orchestra to sound like me. I know in 1 Corinthians chapter 13, it talks about love, and it talks about the sounding brass, the tinkling cymbals. He said, because I don't want to hear noise in the orchestra. I don't want to hear you say you love somebody. Because how can you love a God that you ain't never seen and hate the people that you see all the time? I don't want that kind of orchestra. I don't need that type of instrument playing, because there won't be any harmony if they are assembled together. There won't be harmony when you're speaking to the person, and as soon as they get two steps ahead of you, you talking mess about the back of their shoes. And there's not harmony. And God said, I want you just to be mindful that I'm listening and that I'm watching and that I'm looking for my word to perform what I sent it out to do. And that means bring unity to the body of Christ. God said, I'm listening for one sound, and it's good to hear your sound this morning, to get you to agree with one sound, to get you to play together in harmony, to get you into sync, to get you in balance, to get you in cohesiveness with one another. And so one thing that the conductor does on the podium, He leads by example. Come on, God. He leads by example. God said, I want you to understand, leaders, that as you're conducting and instructing, whoever that I have placed you over, I want you to lead by example. I don't want you to use what grandma and them used back in the 50s and where they said, do as I say and not as I do. I need you to lead by example. I need you to come into agreement with me and then demonstrate that agreement, and so that they can come in agreement with me also. He says, on the podium, the conductor leads by example. Their presence inspires confidence, and their gestures communicate artistic direction. God said, I need you to lead by example, and I need your presence. Come on, God. I need your presence to inspire confidence. I need somebody to lead your presence feeling more confident than they were when they got into your presence. I need them to lead an encounter with you, knowing that they've had an encounter with me. I need them to lead better than which they came when they logged in the call, when they begin to listen to the declarer. I need them to lead there declaring some things. When they logged in this month and they tapped into the agreement, I need them to clock off. I need them to hang up and agree with some things that I already told them. I need them to come in agreement with me. I just need you to make sure that you inspire that confidence in them, that your gestures, come on, y'all. See, we are on this call and we can't see each other, but do you understand that when you come into the house of God, that there are certain gestures that come into agreement or out of agreement with God? When you come into an agreement with God, your gestures ought to demonstrate what God looks like. God ain't up there rolling his eyes at folks, smacking his lips, looking at you up and down, snarling from their left corner lip. God has a certain gesture that he does that demonstrates the love of who he is. He says, I need you to communicate the artistic direction. They manage large ensembles, and the orchestra sometimes comprises over hundreds of musicians to create a harmonious performance. Do you understand that when you are a conductor over an orchestra, that you have so many different instruments? Come on, Holy Ghost. Tell them what you mean, God. He says, what I'm saying to you, church, what I'm saying to you, Declare Victory, is that there's going to be different personalities, and there's going to be different attitudes and behaviors. There's going to be differences in who you are. You all gonna look different. You're gonna sound different. Oh my God. He says, but I need the pitch to be the same. I need the pitch to be in harmony. I know my voice sounds different than Dee Dee's voice, but I need the pitch to be the same. I need it to come together in unison. You know, when you sing in unison, you don't have to go up an octave or go down an octave. You stay in the same sound that I'm outside. You stay in unison, but you're singing in your key. God said, that's what I'm looking for. I know that the voices and the sounds are different, but I still need it to be in key. I still need it to be in tune. I still need it to be in unison. I still need it to be in agreement. And so the orchestra, one thing that, and I'm about to close, y'all. The one thing that God was showing me with the orchestra is that the seating is important. The seating is important. So when you go to an orchestra, as you enter into the venue, if you're in a theater, you'll notice that the seating surrounds the stage. Come on, God. The seating surrounds the stage. It's circular. And depending on where you sit will determine what instrument you'll hear play. If you're into strings, you'll sit to a certain side where the strings instruments are. If you're into the percussions, you'll sit closer to the back of the stage. You got a massage, the back of the auditorium, because that's where they place the percussions. If you're interested in the horns, you'll play and you'll sit closer to the front. And so your seating is crucial, and it's essential. God says, I want you to understand that your posture and your position is essential to the body of Christ. I need you to take your rightful place. Listen, your seat is your place in the kingdom. Your seat is your authority. Your seat is where you sit for your instrument to be used. God said, I just need you to sit in the right place, and you ain't got to worry about the instrument next to you. I just need you to make sure that you read the sheet music that was already arranged in harmony for you, and I need you to play in unison, and I need you to come together in agreement with the spiritual symphony that I'm trying to develop, oh my God, on earth as it is in heaven, because the angels in heaven cry, holy, 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 has an assignment in heaven. And so I need for the earth to come into agreement and alignment with your assignment. I need you to take your rightful place and your rightful seating in the symphony, and so that your pitch can be together, that it's the same sound that I hear. That's because when you come into the secret place, when you come into your prayer room, I want you to understand that I hear your sound. But God said to me yesterday, he says, daughter, tell them that I hear, before I hear their words. See, when they pray, I hear their wars. This is why it's so important to come into harmony with what God says, because as we go into the secret place with God, before we even utter a word, whether tongues or English, God says, what I hear is the wars. I hear your mind racing and thinking. I hear your heart palpitating and beating. I hear what's going on in you before you. See, God knows what we stand in need of before we even ask. God said, I'll hear your words before I hear your words. But what I need you to do is just to calm the percussions in your heart that has your heart racing and thinking that I'm not going to move. Oh my God. He says, I'm going to move when everything comes in agreement. It's my job to move, and I can't move yet because everything is not in agreement with what I said. You still don't believe. Yeah, you still are questioning the calling. He says, but when you go ahead and get into agreement with what I said, I'm going to move through you. I'm going to speak through you like never before. When you agree, see, it don't matter who disagrees with what God sent you to do. God said, but when you agree with what I sent you to do, I'm going to move like never before. Listen, God says, I'm not deaf to what you demonstrate. I understand. Yeah, God, I understand demonstrations and performances, and I'm not deaf to what you demonstrate because I hear intents and motives. They sound a little different. They sound different when they're in the room. I hear the difference between a message and your motive. I hear the difference between your intellect and your intentions. I hear the difference, and your sound sounds good to me. God says, I'm trying to tune you. Do you know instruments need to be in tune before they can play? Yeah, because if your instrument is out of tune, it doesn't sound harmonious when you're playing with others. That's just sometimes I need to just get you in tune. Sometimes you just off pitch. Sometimes your pitch ain't perfect. Sometimes you're just off. And I just need you to tune in to what the Lord has said so that you can bring earth sound to heaven so that he can hear, oh my God, your heart and not your motive, so that he can hear, my God, your motive and your intentions and understand, oh my God, that you're hurting, that he can hear the symphony, the same sound in earth as he is hearing on in heaven. And so he says, I want you to understand that I know what you feel and what you think, and I understand what you're going through. I just need you to get your heart in agreement with what I said, regardless to what you see. Yeah, I see, because the church can all sing together and they can pray together and still not be in agreement together. God said, what I'm trying to do is build this symphony of one sound. Yeah. God said, I'm looking for a sound. He wants to be surrounded. Listen, y'all, remember I said the orchestra, when you go into a theater, the orchestra is in the center stage. God says, I'm in the center, and what I'm listening for, he says, I want to be surrounded with my sound. Yeah, I'm in the center, and I want to be surrounded by what I said. I want to be able to listen to the right and hear. Did he say what I said? I want to be able to listen, oh my God, to the left and hear what Dion said. I want to be able to hear in the front and hear what Natasha says. I want to be able to hear what Jeff said, what Cassandra said. I want to be able to hear the sound of what I said playing back to me in a symphony, in a harmony, in a melody that's soothing, that the audience of one can hear, and those that have been invited to hear you play, and those that have been invited can see that God's word is performing. God says, I want you to understand that when you take the stage, when you take your seat, when you take the podium, when you rest on your feet, yeah, that people should hear, yeah, what God said, yeah, regardless to who has the mic. I don't need to hear what you feel. I don't need to hear your fears and your doubt. I need to hear what I said about your fears and your doubt. Y'all, he says, my word will not go out and return unto me void. It will go and do what I sent it to perform. God said, the word is performing. Can you hear the symphony playing in your heart? Can you hear him pulling on the string, the strings of your heart? Can you hear him pulling you closer into him? Can you hear the sound of the horn alarming you that danger is ahead? Can you hear the percussion, the drum, the deep and the depthness of the beats of your dreams and your passions and your visions? Can you hear those things in the symphony? Can you hear God breathing? Oh my God, the wind instruments, come on, Holy Ghost. The wind instruments have to use breath. Yeah. God says, I have some wind instruments that use breath. Can you hear the breath of God breathing on your situation? Can you hear the breath of God breathing on your circumstances? Can you hear the breath of God breathing on your finances? Can you hear the breath of God breathing on your children? Can you hear the breath of God, the Ruha of God, inhaling and exhaling, oh my God, his will into your life? God said, listen, there is a power of agreement. Yeah. The written agreement is my word. The oral agreement is your word. He says the written agreement, this written contract, this written covenant is my word. But the oral agreement, the meaning of the mind, it's your agreement. You've agreed to what it says. You signed off to say yes, God. When doors close and say no, you still say yes, God. When people don't help, you still say yes, God. When you gotta do it by yourself, you still say yes, God. When you have to go alone, you still say yes, God. God said, I'm giving you the written agreement. I'm listening for your oral. I'm listening for your oral agreement, the meaning of your mind, the mind that is supposed to be like Christ, to come into agreement with what I said. He says, all I'm looking for today is amen. You ain't got to say nothing. He shot all the votes. He got about side. Beyond amen, he got about side. He said, when you say amen, you're not amen in the preacher. You're amen in what God said through the instrument. I'm just an instrument for God being used on this call this morning to arrange the symphony and the harmony of the people of God, and to speak into the hearts of God's people the melody, and to set the tempo for your tone of the day, so that you go out into the world singing what you heard God say, regardless to what the enemy is trying to get you to see. I still believe you, God. I still believe you, God. When it looks like everything is falling apart, I believe that this falling in place. I still believe you, God. I don't care what it feels like, God. I believe what you said about me. I believe that I'm fearfully and wonderfully made. I believe that you know the plans that you have for me. I believe that those plans are to prosper me and not harm me. I believe that they are to give me an expected end. I believe, God. I believe that I'm an instrument for you, God. I believe that you want to use me for your glory. I believe, God. I believe that I was called to this service. I believe, God, that you arranged me in the right position. I believe that I'm in place, Lord God, for this symphony, Lord God. I believe that you are the audience of one. I believe that I can make one sound, God, and that it will sound like the sound of heaven. You get about such a little side. He said, if you would just touch and agree. If you would just touch and agree today, dear God, thank you, Lord. If you would just touch and agree, my God. God says, what I'm doing, y'all, is I'm inviting everyone into this agreement. When you get a chance, go and read Psalm 148 that invites all of creation to join in a universal symphony of praise to our glorious and loving creator. It calls upon the heavens and the angels and the sun and the moon and the stars and even the highest realms to praise the Lord, the earth and the sea creatures, the weather and the mountains, the plants, the animals, the bird, and all the people are beckoned to join into this harmonious worship. The psalm emphasizes the interconnectedness of God's creation and our shared role in glorifying our creator. And so God is saying, as I finish, that I don't care what it looks like. I want you to show them what it sounds like to be in harmony, to be in agreement with what I said, regardless of what you see. Declare victory. Woo, it's good to hear your sound this morning. God bless you. I'm done. Yeah, I'm done. I'm done. I'm done. I'm done. God be the glory to God. Be the glory to God. Be the glory to God. Be all glory. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah. If there is anyone that didn't get the opportunity to say good morning on today, if it's still the order of the service to do it that way, forgive me if it's not. But if there is anyone that wants to say good morning or has any commentary that they want to add, this is your opportunity. God bless you. Declare victory.
Good morning. Good morning. Nice is back.
Good morning. Good morning. God bless you.
God bless you too.
Good morning, declare victory. God bless you all this morning.
Good morning.
Good morning. This is Sister Stephanie. And thank you so very much.
Good morning, Sister Stephanie. God bless you.
Good morning.
Good morning.
If you can mute your phone real quick. Okay, there we go. There we go. Go ahead.
Good morning. This is Sister Darcy.
Good morning. God bless you.
God bless you.
Good morning. This is Kevin.
Good morning. God bless you, Kevin.
Good morning. This is John Robert.
Good morning. God bless you.
Good morning, it's Jubilant.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning, it's Leomia. Great decoration. Thank you.
Good morning, Mother Leomia. God bless you.
Good morning, it's Tracy. Thank you for that amazing declaration. Fire in the hole once again.
God bless you. To God be praised.
Good morning. This is Dedicated. Thank you for your declaration. Very powerful.
God bless you.
Good morning, woman of God. Great to hear your sound.
Good morning. God bless you.
Hey,
good morning,
yo, yo.
Persistent.
Good morning, Persistent. Yo, yo,
brother.
Yo. Good morning.
Good morning, brother. Brother E.
Good morning.
That declaration was on fire.
Hallelujah. To God be the glory.
Good morning. This is Juanita. Awesome. Awesome.
Good morning. This morning. Good morning. God bless you.
Morning, Pastor Kathy. It's Christina Joy. Awesome share.
Good morning. Good morning. God bless you.
Good morning, Pastor Kathy. Thank you so much. This is Kind Kim. God bless you.
Good morning, Kim. Kind Kim. Good morning. God bless you for that. Amen. Amen. God bless you. Declare victory. Good morning. Good morning.
Good morning, Pastor Kathy. This is Glorious Gloria. God bless you. Great to hear you this morning.
Amen. God bless you.
Mighty, mighty word of God. God bless you. I appreciate
the blessing of the declaration about us being a symphony and God the Holy Spirit being our conductor. I appreciate you. Thank you so much.
Amen. To God be the glory. Love you. God bless you.
Love you too.
Amen. 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 Are there any questions? Are there any comments that anyone may have? Is there something that you missed that you need me to repeat or give you on this morning? If you have any comments that you want to share, anything that God has spoken to you this morning that you want to share with the group, we'd love to hear you.
Good morning. Good morning.
Good
morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning. This is divine. I liked that decoration. It was like a sponge to me just to soak it all in and squeeze it on out. Thank you so much for that. And
amen.
Harmony together. Amen.
Yes, God bless you.
Good morning, woman of God.
Good morning. Good morning.
I come in agreement. I'm coming in agreement with you. I'm coming in agreement. I'm coming in agreement with the sound. I'm coming in agreement. We all must come in agreement, and that's the final. In order for this, this is a mighty, mighty group, and I heard you when you said the Ruha. Man, the wind started blowing all around, and we saw the devastation back on yesterday of what a tornado can do. When it touched down, it just does, damage. But if you are in the Ruha of God, it's a harmonious sound. But I don't know if you've been in the place where you can hear the sound of a tornado coming. It's like a train. It sounds like train coming down the track.
Oh, yes.
And it ain't no joke. It means you need to get in. You need to get in the shelter. So I'm just saying this morning, let's get in the shelter. I love it. Thank you so much. And it's so good to hear your sound. Awesome.
Amen.
Amazing.
Amen. Amen. Yes, I.
Good morning. Good morning.
Good morning. Good morning. Good morning. Good morning.
Good morning. Okay. This is Sister Stephanie. I haven't been on for a while. Different things. But I'm coming back from a memorial. And anyway, my mother died on December the 10th, and my family was really standoffish to me, and they kind of didn't want me to come down and be with them because of the fact that I'm HIV positive. And they didn't say it, but that's the intent that I got, and I felt really hurt that they didn't want me to be there for my mom because of something like that. And when they were telling me no, I just I didn't respond, and I was able to go away and pray and come back. And then they even had a video call of all of them having breakfast, and I didn't want to get on the video call, but I did get on the video call, and I was polite, and I said hello, and I smiled, and it was nothing but the gift of the Lord that allowed me to do that. But I was sharing that with the lady that I was with, whose husband who passed yesterday. And just the simple words that you said, where you said the word of the Lord is performing. And I put in my heart and in my life and in my soul some kind of way that you made it make sense like that. And our response. It's simply amen, because the word is alive in me, all those feelings came back up yesterday when I was sharing with her, and I don't want to hold on to that because I don't want that bad seed to bring me negativity in my spirit. But it was I didn't know that I was holding on to that hurt, but that little thing right there really helped me a lot. And I just like to say, God is so good. And I'm so glad that I was a recipient of that love this morning. Thank you.
Hallelujah. Amen. And definitely praying for you. My condolences to you on the loss of your mother. And I know the difficulty of that. I lost my mother last year, this month. It hasn't been a year yet, but on the 17th. And so I understand the pain of that. And also, you know, the difficulty with siblings after the fact. So I'm definitely praying for you. And I pray that God will just restore. You don't have to worry about that harmony coming back together. Continue to pray and let the Holy Spirit do what he does best to bring things into order and into alignment with the will of God. But thank you for sharing. And I'm glad you're back on the call. Continue to come so that you can continue to get the word that God has given to you personally. Amen. Anyone else?
Pastor Kathy, this is Gloria again. The significance for me, as you were talking about the orchestra, and I remember back in high school, I was in the school band and I played clarinet, and the importance of how listening to what the conductor was telling you to do. Sometimes he would put all the clarinets over in a room together so that we could get what our part was, and then put us back in. And then the importance of when he put us back in to remember and stay with what our proper part was and not what we thought we were hearing, if that makes any
that's
sense. Because sometimes we think we hear a thing and it may not be our, like the saxophones and the clarinets, some of them have a similar sound. So you had to make sure you tuned into what your sound was, what your part
right.
was. So I appreciate that memory being, that memory and connection being brought back up, so that even as I walk through in these days, to stay focused on what the sound is the conductor has assigned me.
Yes, hallelujah, yes.
And together with the rest of the orchestra. So God bless, I love you, I appreciate you.
I love you. Beautiful, beautiful. I love that you explained it that way. And you're absolutely right, because as a celloist, we used to sit, it was three of us, and we had to also play individually and then collectively so that we can get the right pitch, the right tone, the right harmony, and then come in with the violins and the other string instruments. So yes, you're absolutely right. Thank you for that.
Hey, Pastor Kathy, it's Dee Dee. Oh, man, fire in the hole. I agree. Your
good
sound.
Morning.
Hey, fire woman. Ooh, your sound has totally been missed. I'm so grateful for social media. People can say what they want it's for, but to be able to continue to just still see you preaching, and your move was great. I don't know what part of Arkansas you're in, but I'm, you know, my mom's from there, and it's a reunion in Little Rock this year. Anyway,
oh.
Pray for me. But yeah, she's from Magnolia. From the know, yeah.
Okay.
She from, I call that Beirut. Anyway, from the know. So this morning, though, wow, like all I could do was say wow, because you hit on so much in the harmony and the. I was just picturing myself when I go to certain concerts, and my mother took us to symphonies and to plays and stuff like that. And there's something about sitting near the orchestra terrace, like when you sit down where the orchestra,
yes.
That pit. It's something different. You hear sounds differently. And so even with the body of Christ, when you talked about church, ooh, let me tell you, that nice, nasty, he ain't proud of none of that. Like, I don't care how much people, church, but if you're not in agreement with what his word says, and when I woke up this morning, I'm going to tell my 3-year-old granddaughter, because she spent the night. I didn't get no sleep. She stayed up all night watching Bluey and Baby Shark, so I'm tired. But I was in my mind thinking about the words to pray this morning, and it's his word. It's like we have to really pray his word. We got to get in his word so we can agree with what his word says and not what the world says. Because if we don't, we'll get caught up. And that's where the depression comes. And that's when because I know we're probably around the same age. So this part of my life with all these back and forth to the doctors for different tests, and that will stress you out. if you don't know what his word says about you for your healing and for your peace and for whatever it is, it's in his word. Okay. So when we start agreeing with his word, the other stuff can't really shake us. It'll shake us, but we can stand firm on his word. So we stand on his promises and not on that business. I stand on his business. So I love you.
Yes,
I'm so glad
Lord.
To hear your fire. I heard your fire. I love you.
Hallelujah. I love you too. I love you too. Good to hear your sound. I was glad to hear your sound this morning. Praise God. Praise God. Anybody else?
Hey. Gonna jump in. I'm at work. but I'm gonna jump in for you. I'll jump in. Like I said, your decorations fire. and it spoke to me as a musician, as a classically trained musician. And just wanted to piggyback on what you and what Gloria said about that need to understand that it is individual and it's a collective.
Yeah.
Now, when you move from the school orchestra to the professional orchestra, you're playing with people who are the top of the top.
Yeah.
Now, what I mean to say is that when you're playing these musical concertos or operatas or whatever, everybody has played this for a number of years. And can probably play it with their eyes closed and everything. But it is the interpretation.
Yes,
and see, that's
on.
The conductor's role to bring it into interpretation. Now, you may be able to play it good, you know what I'm saying? But you need to be disciplined enough to understand that I'm guiding you, of course, to the interpretation. And the and the conductors know that, listen, the reason why I know the interpretation, because say if I'm doing, for example, I'm doing a piece by Beethoven. Well, I know the personality of Beethoven. I know when Beethoven needed to do this. So it's not just the playing of the notes and being on time, but it is what the author of this musical composition needed to put forth through. And so as an orchestral member, I need to be submitted to the composer and as they pull this out.
Yeah.
Every orchestra does not get up there and play, you know what I'm saying? Hey, I call you Friday night, hey, we're gonna get up and play. But it is months of fellowship, it is months of practices, it is months of getting this and bringing it into accord. So it's a process.
Yes.
Even in the orchestra, there is a hierarchical position. You have the first chair, woodwinds, strings, brass, or whatever. And that person is supposed to be the leader of their group. But that person also has to be compliant to the conductor. They relay what the conductor has and say, this is the interpretation. This is how we have to do it. And so it's all bringing that sound in. And at the end, always, this is discipline. I'm not playing as loud as I can. I'm not playing because I think this is how I'm supposed to play. I'm not playing because I know I'm the best, you know what I'm saying? And I know I can play this, and I might not even be the first chair. But it's the discipline to understand that, listen, we need to come together under the correct interpretation so that the music can go out to those who are hearing it and bring the best message.
Hallelujah.
Wonderful.
Hallelujah.
Incredible
Hallelujah.
Decoration. I just thought about the churches today, because we got a lot of churches that are playing the same music, but they're out of accord. They're playing it way. They're playing this way. But there's also a process, too, because if you ever go early to a place, you'll hear the orchestra begin to tune up. You hear all the and then all of a sudden you hear the tapping of the conductor's baton.
Thank you, God.
And then they all began to play. And I say that to say this. Everybody's not playing over the court at one time, and we all have to tune up. But when the conductor,
that's right,
when the conductor taps his baton, all of that preparation, all of that getting this and everything, I don't know where everything comes into play, and we all play as one orchestra. God bless you. Thank you for a great declaration.
Amen. I love it. I love it. I love it. Yes, yes, and yes. Coming into the agreement of discipline, I love the fact that you highlighted that it is a process. It takes practice. It takes time. It takes tuning in. We have to tune those instruments, and we can be playing our own solo in the midst of an orchestra, and you want it to be what the conductor interprets and not your own interpretation. I thank God for the Holy Spirit that gives us that. Thank you so much for sharing on that. Thank you so much. I enjoyed it. Amen. Anyone else? Anyone else?
Good morning, Amen. Sister Kathy. This is Sister
Good
Tracy.
Morning.
Thank you again. Good morning for that amazing, amazing declaration. You know, I'm listening to what Eric just said and what you declarated on this morning and talking about preparation. I remember when I was in the choir, while I have sang praise and worship and sang in the choir for years, because my grandmother used to be a bishop, and we had to listen, and they used to give us tracks. They would make us go home, and I used to play those tracks while I was sleeping so that the music would marinate in my spirit, so that when we would come together to sing, because sometimes we used to sing the tracks, and they would be like, what happens if the track goes out? You need to know your music. But we used to, the preparation that goes into it, you know, refraining from going out on a Friday night when you know you got to minister the next day, because what you do in preparation is what's going to come out when you perform. So preparation is extremely important to prepare and to set aside and to do what you need to do to get yourself, for me, to get myself right. So I just want to say thank you so much for that declaration this morning.
Amen. Praise God. Praise God. Thank you.
Hello. Definitely a great declaration. This is Kat. Hi, Pastor Kathy. This is Catherine. I was just thinking about, you know, the harmony of the body of Christ, you know, how, you know, the love that conquers all. When you do things in love, you know, it's the harmony, you know, of Christ, you know, and great declaration. And just thinking about how my baby was blessed to go on a black college tour, and people was pouring into her that never ever seen her face. And I thought about a lady put on the envelope, her and her husband gave my baby $900 bills, and it said on the envelope, Faith Lindsay, and then it said, a mind is a terrible thing to waste. And we kept that envelope, you know, just a reminder, and just the love that was poured into her, you know, from people that don't know her and don't have a, you know, just through the love of Christ, the body of Christ. And I'm just so grateful for your declaration this morning. But she was sitting here kind of listening to it with me, and I said, I'm going to share.
Amen. 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 Congratulations to her. Much success to her journey through college. Amen. God bless you. Amen. All minds clear? All minds clear. Amen. Let us pray. Thank you, Pastor Dion, for the opportunity to declare victory. Good to just be back in the fold with you. Love you guys all. Continue to pray for me as I pray for you. And let us just pray out. God, we thank you for this declaration that has gone forth today according to your word and your will. God, we thank you right now for what our ears have heard, our hearts have felt, Lord God. We thank you for, Father God, the harmony that you're doing in this in this earth, Lord God, what you're doing, what you're bringing together, what your Holy Spirit is arranging, the symphony that's coming together to play one sound for your glory. Father, we thank you that we can celebrate who you are and whose we are. God, we thank you for the power of agreement. God, I pray for every declarer that comes on, even after me, Lord God, that you would give them a word from on high like never before, Father, that they will speak the things that they hear the Spirit of God saying to them, Father, that they will give a rhema word, a right now word in the midst of their notes, Lord God, that you would take full control over the situation, Lord God, and over every speaker, God. I pray for every greeter and every intercessor, Lord God, that comes on this line day after day, Lord God, that you will allow them to pray the word into existence, of God. Father, you said to speak those things that are not as though they are. And Father, we just thank you right now that we leave from this place, Lord God, touching and agreeing to what you've said about us. We agree, Father God, with everything that you've spoken about your children. And we thank you that you are our Father. You know what's best for us. God, continue to bless those that are, Father God, that are healing in this moment, Lord God, for the bereaved family, Lord God, for those that are testing, Father God, through different difficulties and health matters, oh God. We pray that your word will come forth for them and that they will have a testimony to prove what you have said about them, Lord God. And we thank you now in Jesus' name we pray. Amen. God bless you. Declare victory. Have a wonderful day.
God bless you all. Love you.
You too, sir.
Love you too.
God bless you. Thank you.
God bless you.
God bless you guys. Love you guys.